I live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to Hump Day Wednesday, February the 19th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Vicki and I had a four-hour consult with a team of cancer doctors at Munson Hospital yesterday morning. We got there at 8 o'clock. We left shortly before noon. I appreciate you guys tolerating a repeat of Monday's show, but we have great news to report. All of the doctors, all of them, completely agreed that the heart doctor who was responding to Vicki's heart attack that she had after her double mastectomy, January 23rd, double mastectomy, took care of the breast cancer, gone out of her body permanently forever. No radiation, no chemo. Brought her home after some complications in the hospital. She was recovering. About 3-4 days into the recovery, she had a very mild heart attack. I put a nitroglycerin pill under her mouth, called the ambulance. Got her into Munson. She had to spend a week in the hospital dealing with the heart issues. And in that process, her cardiologist, dealing and looking at the heart, saw a lump on the lower upper lobe of her left lung. Biopsy was done Friday, January 31st on that. They sent it out, the lab came back. It was a standalone cancer, not part of the breast cancer. And yesterday we met with them. The great news, thank you, God, we caught it early. It's stage one, small cell cancer that is about the size of a small pea. And because we caught it early, they told us that they're going to be able to give her 5 small doses of radiation every other day for about a week and a half, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then probably Tuesday, Thursday the next week. Those 5 doses of small radiation will kill this lung cancer. She will not need any other chemo, nothing like that, no surgery. The plan is to radiate the tumor, kill it, and then every 3 months she'll have to go back for another CAT scan and look at it and make sure that it's dead and gone. So I want to thank you guys for all the prayers. She's doing great. She slept really good last night. As a matter of fact, she's still sleeping. and everything is going to be back to normal tomorrow. She's going back to work as Antrim County Clerk tomorrow, and we thank you guys for all the prayers, support, text messages. Greatly appreciate you guys. God is good. The prayers were answered, and we will beat this thing. And she's doing great. She's in good spirits, and she wanted to thank you guys for all your support, all the prayers, everything. Honestly, we probably couldn't gotten through this without you guys. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house. Text me any questions for Ask the Vet from Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Joining us on the line, as usual, on this time slot every Wednesday is Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet up in Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, have you ever heard of this company called Cutting Edge Laser Technologies?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay. This is the robotic unit that Dr. Gary, the chiropractor in Sheboygan, purchased and has been giving me treatments on my shoulders, my lower back area. I have a pinched nerve in my L4, L5, mm-hmm. causing me some shooting pains in the front of my left leg, surprising. how everything's connected, right?
Oh, but, yeah.
Man, it's amazing. And when I'm on their website, celasers.com, they have medical for humans, and then they have veterinarian, and they show a German Shepherd wearing the eye goggles as he's getting lasered. Looks like his left shoulder, his right hip in the back. This kind of technology has been around for many, many years. Is this something that you guys use laser light technology there at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Oh, yeah. Actually, my first surgical laser, or what I would say cutting laser, and our first therapy laser were both cutting edge products. So,
really?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that company.
Okay. How long have you been utilizing them there at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Oh, almost since day one. Those were two of the first purchases that I've made. Now, I've been using laser in when I worked at the other clinic, oh, man, since probably 2000,
okay.
2020.
Or, so this technology's been around. Yeah. It's been around a while.
And we even had it in college when I was in school. We still had I can remember helping who was it? Dr. Frank Nichols used the laser, and we had to like laser some cysts in this mare's uterus or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just remember thinking how cool it was, you know, like, wow, I'm using this. Of course, you know, back then the lasers were like, you know, huge, but just like computers.
Right.
Yeah. But literally faster, cheaper, smaller.
Right. Yes. So, and I'm watching the video here of these other vets. They're using a handheld unit on a cat. Yep. So this is amazing, because you've talked about this before, yeah. how this helps stimulate stem cells growth. It reduces inflammation. I mean, the list of things they claim here on this website, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, what it does, or how it works at the root level, you know, all the way down, you drill all the way down, you know, okay, what is this doing?
Right.
Is it is increasing what they call cellular respiration or cellular metabolism. And when you do that, now the cells are reproducing faster, they're healing faster, they are, and when you get that stimulation, you're going to get more blood flow through the area, which is going to bring in raw product that the cells need to build or to heal. It's going to flush out toxins, so you're going to get rid of edema, because now you're getting more circulation. It's circulation. Blood flow is the key. And even when you talk about, like, with your back, with you say people say they have a pinched nerve,
yeah.
Really it's not the nerve that's being pinched. To actually physically pinch a nerve off to the point where it is having a problem is very, I mean, you get like hit by a car or something. But what is happening, and even I use the terminology too, but what, and I learned this in my chiropractic class that I took a few years ago.
Sure.
There's multiple things that come out through that. They call them the foramen, between the little hole where the nerve roots come out of the spinal cord.
Right.
And
when you do the x-ray, that little hole that you actually see in the vertebrae. Okay.
Yep. So there's lots of stuff that live in there, but the primary thing is there's a blood vessel that lives in there too that supplies blood to that nerve. Three things nerves need to be happy is they need oxygen, they need glucose, and they need stimulation.
Okay.
So if that vertebrae is not moving like it's supposed to, and it is pinching off that vessel, now you have just decreased the amount of blood flow to that nerve. Now you've decreased the amount of oxygen, the amount of energy, the amount of glucose to it.
Okay.
Now it's not happy. Think of when your leg falls asleep, your arm falls asleep, okay, and you stand up and the pins and needles.
Yes.
A smaller version of that is kind of what's happening in there. And that's where that laser is great, because it's going to get in there, stimulate that vessels in there, get everything kind of opened up. Does heat up the tissue a little bit too, mm-hmm. you know, not bad.
Nope.
And that Yep, and that kind of opens it up, and then that lets that blood flow through there, and things get happier, and life is good.
Yeah, got it. Well, we're going to have Stacy on in the next segment, and that's exactly how she explained it to me, too. Yep. She used the term, and I forget the acronym it stands for, ATP.
Yeah.
What is that?
Wow. Okay. Let me think. I'm going through my file. Okay. It's adenosine triphosphate.
That's it.
What this is.
Good memory. Man,
you've thrown me all the way back to February 1990, winter class, 8 o'clock in the morning, Fee Hall, Michigan State University, Dr. Anderson's biochemistry class. And I remember it because the dude looked like Elmer Fudd. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And
dirty wabbit.
and he talked really quiet. And fortunately, my roommate and I both had the same class.
Yeah.
I'd get there, Aaron'd fall asleep right away. So I'd take notes. Then about halfway through class, I'd fall asleep. He'd wake up. So he'd start taking notes. So between the two of us, we had a full set. But anyway, so what ATP is the gasoline or the fuel that actually runs the cell. Okay. That's your body's diesel fuel right there. And what will happen is the cells will absorb, when you increase the cellular respiration, they really can start getting into the mitochondria. Now, these are the little organelles or the little subparts of a cell that actually will generate energy for that cell, and they generate it in the form of ATP.
Got it. Because that's what she said is happening in my shoulder lower back. And then it's amazing driving back home after the treatment from Sheboygan. I feel this tingling I want to describe it kind of like a deep tissue vibration almost.
Yep.
And that tingling, man, it lasts for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everything starts feeling better. It just goes to immediately, wow, my shoulder doesn't hurt this morning.
Well, let me give you an actual personal, recent personal experience with a laser. Again, there's not a cool story with it. I tore my calf muscle, or tore a little bit of it, okay? And, of course, it's not, you know, like, oh, I got bucked off. No, I stepped off the truck wrong. Yeah, welcome to getting old. I'm like, there's not even a good story to go with it, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, and I actually went home for the day. It happened at lunch. I couldn't even walk on this thing, okay?
Whoa.
So the first thing you need to do, elevate it, iced it. You need to get the bleeding to stop, okay? Because last thing I want to do is put a laser on it right away while it's active,
sure.
Okay? Because it's lasers going to increase blood flow. Well, if it's still hemorrhaging, you really don't want to increase blood flow.
Right.
Went home, put it up, you know, take some Advil, and but then the next day or so, and I've torn a calf muscle before, and it took like 6 to 8 weeks to heal.
Yeah.
Started lasering it about 48 hours later, and it's healed. This happened about a week ago.
And it's done.
It's done. I mean, I got bruised, but other than that, I can walk on it, move it, bend it. It's like that.
You
use it on horses. We had a dog that came in that had a bad disc that was pushing on the spinal cord, and the dog was paralyzed. And people, when you talk about paralysis, there's actually a range of it too, from like a little weak to like nothing works. Okay, and he was towards the nothing. He wasn't all the way to like there's it's like transected or it's cut, but he was down towards that end. And the owner was willing to nurse him and do the nursing care and keep him clean and things like that. And we started lasering him. I said, well, you know, here's your options. Da, 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 da. And I said, we can try laser. I mean, if you're okay doing the nursing care, because this can take time. And tell you what, little, he can walk. I mean, he's not like 100% yet, but he can get up and walk in 6 weeks.
Man, that is fantastic.
He's been lasering his back.
Yeah.
Every day and every way, life is more and more like Star Trek.
Yes, it is. Well, you've got some good news to announce about a new veterinarian
yes.
that you were able to enter into a contract with. Talk yep. about that. What's happening there at Sioux Animal Caitlin Hospital?
Goodman, who's been on the radio before. I know you've talked to her before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love yep, Caitlin.
She was just here for 3 weeks for a small animal rotation, and then she's back down at state right now. I think she's in, I think they're doing radiology right now. She said it was next rotation she's going into, but they signed a contract, and yeah, they're June. They're going to plan on being here, and she's going to really hit the ground running. She's been here back and forth, very quick to pick up stuff, very, very good mind and how to work through these diagnostic problems. A nice thing, does large animal, actually grew up showing cattle here. The family has a small Angus, I think about 10 or 12 cows, but a little family Angus farm there. So so now we are adding another large animal person, which means that we are going to be able to now ramp up. Now I can start really ramping up this summer our large animal stuff to where we're going to have at least 2 full days of large animal, which means that coming down to going down to Onondaga or Indian River or going down around the into the Mitten, sure. No problem, we'll be able to actually
your new state-of-the-art farm truck that you put all the equipment into,
yep.
you guys will actually be able to go on the road and visit a lot more farms yep. and see people basically all across northern Michigan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the rate limiting factor to that has been I don't have time. It's just me, and I'm still the primary sure. ultrasonographer. I'm the primary surgeon. I'm the primary, here.
Right.
But now that Caitlin's here and she is also interested in doing the small, and it's not just large animals, she wants to do all the other stuff too. So basically it's a younger version of me. It's just, she's just interested in the same thing. She's got the same drives, and I've already started teaching her some of the, when she was here, I was teaching her some of the small animal surgeries and things that we do, giving her experience on it to get them ramped up, because like I've said, my goal is to, you need to train, and this goes for almost any business owner too, I'll say, you need to get good staff, train them, empower them. I'm trying to make myself redundant here, okay?
Clone yourself.
Yeah, I want that the staff, can run, as far as not the medical part, but as far as like the staff can, they can, if I'm gone, they can run the clinic, they can make the orders, we can get everybody paid, I want to get to the point where the clinic is taking care, it's its own entity, okay, and it's taking yeah. care of the 15 families that work here, so.
Very cool, very yeah. cool. Well, glad to see Dr. Caitlin Goodman,
yep.
she'll be there in June, and expanding your going on the road, those farm visits. I know the mm-hmm. farmers have called me and said, thank you for telling us about Jeff. We're telling all our farmer yep. friends. So we'll definitely grow this thing and get you on the road this summer. You'll, yep. you'll be able to do what you love. So, yep.
And we just updated all our equine dental equipment. I went to the part one, and we're doing part two, and we're ready to go. Hit the ground running this year.
Excellent. Phone number if you want to talk to Dr. Jeff or schedule an appointment, 906-635-5910. Text me Dr. Jeff. I'll send you the number. Thanks a lot, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.